You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hi, Jenna.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. I'm here to tell you my favourite books of the year.
Which must be a hard journey to...
It is hard, but it also doesn't feel like it's time, but it is. It's December and it's my last review for the year, so... Here we go. And lots of them I reviewed on the radio, so I can just solidify the greatness of them.
Awesome.
So, I guess get a pen and paper or play this back on the podcast, because you'll get all these people saying, who was that author? So, my favourite fiction book was Swing Time by Zadie Smith. Do you remember
we
talked about that a few weeks ago?
That's your favourite fiction book of the year?
Yeah.
Wow.
It is. And it... It was really good. I think it was like 4.5 stars out of 5. So I didn't find a fiction that blew my socks off completely, but it was still
What was
really,
it about
really
it
good.
That just kind of like made it be at the top?
I think that it was just quite topical. I love reading stuff about young women and teenage relationships and females. And it was just very layered, so many layers. So it was awesome.
I'm definitely going to have to read it.
Yeah, it was really awesome. And I feel like I could read it again and get quite a lot of more stuff out of it.
Yeah.
And then I've been reading, and I haven't finished it yet, but I'm just loving it. It's for New Zealand fiction. It's a book called Deleted Scenes for Lovers by Tracy Slaughter. It's like small town New Zealand. I just read this story about it. A woman who's like staying in the caravan after her partner committed suicide in it. So it's quite dark, but really good. Really gripping and amazing.
And how big is this book? Not too big.
Yeah, not too big. I'm just making my finger of like 2 inches.
And so what is it called again? Deleted Scenes.
Deleted Scenes for Lovers by Tracy Slaughter.
Brilliant.
It's great. There's such great New Zealand stuff this year. My favourite memoir, which I also reviewed on here, non-music, is The Hate Race by Maxine Beniba Clark. It's the one about the woman growing up in Australia as a black
right.
woman in the
80s. I remember you mentioning
awesome.
That.
Yeah. So good. It's so
brilliant.
Good. And poetry is Hera Lindsey Bird by Hera Lindsey Bird.
And what was it about this poetry book that really won you over?
Well, I am a poetry novice, and I read it cover to cover in one sitting, and it just changed my perception of poetry, which I think is really important. I think she's a really great voice.
How did it change your perception?
Just the humour of it and the referencing. So she like references, I'm pretty sure she references Emily Dickinson, which for me is, I never studied English past high school or whatever, you know, so it wasn't, I maybe don't get those things, but she also referenced Alanis Morissette in one little poem, and I was like, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that reference, so that's really cool.
So really you have the ability to kind of really connect with her poetry, because I mean sometimes when you read a poem, there's definitely like that wall that's hard to kind of like break through as the reader, and then, the poem and the reader, it's kind of like that separate...
I think it reaches out to more people, and it's a little bit naughty, so it makes you want to read. You're always like, hey, listen to this, and you know, because it's got like quite a lot of funny stuff in it.
Awesome.
For New Zealand nonfiction, I love the Tell You What collection, which is the third edition of this AUP series. It's a collection of the best New Zealand nonfiction of the year. So if you like reading the spin-off, the Pantograph Punch, New Zealand blogs, commentary blogs.
Oh, awesome.
That's the best of that writing. So it can be sad, funny, political, and it's just a really great present to give to somebody who you don't know what to get them, because it can, you know, it's like a snapshot of the year. And I've also read a really wonderful collection of creative New Zealand nonfiction, which I think I'll review properly in the new year, called Can You Tolerate This by Ashley Young.
I've heard of that.
Beautiful. Little essays, snapshots of memory, but facts of things, and just great.
Awesome.
Yes, I'll just repeat again that the New Zealand stuff coming out, especially by young New Zealand women, and a lot of Wellington, has been so awesome to absorb this year. For kids, the Gecko Press, which is a Wellington Press Annual, which is this big, I wish I brought all these books in so I could show you. It's this big A4 collection. It's like a journal, like old school journals, but it's hardback, and it has comics and games and short stories and poetry, and it's put together by Kate DeGoldie. Do you know who she is? She's on national radio a lot, and she wrote a book called The 10 PM Question, and it's awesome. It's
great.
The best kids collection out. And then also there's this little book called A is for Aotearoa, which is a beautiful ABC, but Aotearoa.
Nice.
So it's cool. Great to send overseas. And then for music, my favourite memoir, which is one of my favourite books of the whole year, was Moby's autobiography.
Really?
Yeah, it was so good.
Awesome.
No one else has read it. No one believes me, but it was so funny.
Did he write it himself?
Yeah. When did I review
that? I don't know if it was with me.
Maybe you were.
Yeah.
Were you here?
Yeah, I remember it. It was a little while ago.
It was at the beginning of the year, and it was so funny and just awesome.
Awesome.
He's such a good writer.
Yeah.
And
he's a bit of a fun, like a kind of weird but humorous man.
Yeah, and he's very clever in his memoir because he very slowly, like, he tells the story of himself that makes you think of him in one way, but really, as it gets revealed, the story goes on, you realise that he's actually quite different. So he really changes your perception of him, and he does it very knowingly and cleverly, because he can come across as this just very so earnest vegan, staunch vegan, like Christian guy, and then you know, you hear about his dark secrets, and
ooh,
pretty dark. But yeah, I just think there's such great books for this Christmas.
And were there any on there that you couldn't mention but you really wanted to, like, what were ones that just missed it?
Well, I'll have a special mention is this book called The Shops. It's by Steve Brawnius. Do you know him? He's a New Zealand journalist.
Yeah.
He's published it with his own press called Lunch and Sausage Books, and it's called The Shops, and it's photographs of, like, really small town New Zealand shops, and he writes an essay about small town New Zealand. But I love small town New Zealand, you know, that gothic-y feel. So it's these empty shop fronts and ghostly figures, and it's really cool. Quite sad, but great.
And so the number one book for you this year was...
Oh my God.
Putting you on the spot.
I don't know. These are all great. These are collectively awesome.
They're collectively number one.
Yeah. Last year, my favourite book was The First Bad Man by Miranda July, and nothing has topped that this year.
Yeah.
So,
The First Bad Man.
Yeah. So if you didn't read that, go back.
So many books I need to read. I'm getting through books from, like, years ago. Like, I'm just getting through the Man Booker winner from 2015.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling really good about that. So
that's okay. Yeah. You know, at least I feel envious of when I read books. I'm always like, oh no, I can't recommend this to anyone. Or you got to try and stay up, so you feel quite guilty if you're reading an old book,
right?
In terms of sales. So yeah. I'm really happy this is my last review, because I'm just, like, indulging in some stuff from the past.
And can I quickly ask, as a little bit of a sidestep, but I am always interested in people's opinion on the Man Booker. Do you think that the person that won this year, I can't remember what...
There's the sellout by Paul Beatty. To be honest, I didn't read any of the Booker shortlist this year. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel like the customers cover it for me, so... Yeah. It's already happening, but it's been selling so well at work, and people have really liked it. They've heard it's slightly difficult to read.
I can imagine.
And satirical, but topical of its time. I think they're choosing really interesting winners the last few years, because it hasn't been
last,
like,
year
old
was
white
a
men.
Bit of a shock
yeah,
winner
totally.
As well.
Totally. Yeah.
Who won last year?
That was Marlon James. He's a Jamaican author.
And it was around Bob Marley's...
attempted assassination. Yeah. So super layered. Actually, it's quite similar. Reminds me of the Luminaries, because there's heaps of characters and lots of stuff going on, and it's really, really long. But it's nice to see some... Because, for a while it seemed like the Man Book was just, like, old people, old white people.
Yeah, so I remember when the Man Booker for the book that won last year, and I was in a bookstore, and there were all these lovely old ladies who were just like, oh, there's a swear word in this one, and, like, but they'd be picking it up and still buying it, and they were kind of, like, shocked at how through all of, like, it's kind of, I mean, because it's pretty, I haven't read it, but I've heard it's pretty darn intense.
It's really graphic and violent and a lot of gang, drug stuff.
But they loved it. They were like, I love it. And like, you kind of read it, you know?
Yeah, I think that maybe with those prizes, it can open the door to books that people would have never read on their own. Absolutely. So they're like, okay, that won the Booker, I'll read that. And then they're like, oh, this is different. And it could open more doors, which is really great. So, yeah, great year for books. And now we're into the deep juju of Christmas selling. So,
and I would like to say, lastly, I think it's fantastic that, I went into a bookstore a couple of days ago and it was packed. And I think it's great that people are still going out and buying books and, yeah, spending their money on that. And, you know, like how there's always been that kind of like talk about how the end of like books,
No, there's no end of books. We do a quarter of our yearly sales in the next few weeks. So
fantastic.
It's really busy.
Yeah.
I was like, I've got to get back actually. But it's wonderful. And I was reading about this Nordic tradition of giving books on Christmas Eve, which I thought was really nice. But I think there's a book for everybody. So if you're really losing your shit and you don't know what to do, you can shop online at our site and we can gift wrap it for you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.